All right. Hey, welcome on Pointers. And we have a special guest today. Recently, I interviewed Jose, and Jose is from Colombia. In Colombia, there are many, many challenges. Just like there's challenges no matter where you live, but they definitely have more challenges than most people experience. And it's such a blessing to be able to talk to Jose and just talk about how he's being on point in Barranquilla, Colombia. All right, let's get into the interview. So it's a real pleasure to have you here, Jose. One of the things is I know Jose from Colombia. I really like Colombia. Colombia is a very special place, and I met a lot of great people there. And Jose is one of those people. One of the interesting things is I was going to the university, and I rode my bicycle to the university. And then the security wanted me to lock the bicycle up outside the university. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. My bicycle's going wherever I go. So I just took my bicycle inside the university. And then the security guard was chasing me, right? And then as the security guard was chasing me, there's this guy, he's yelling at me, wanting me to come over and talk to him, right? And so I went over and talked to him. And he says, hey, my name is Edgar. And I'm sorry, Edgar, I'll come back later, because the security guard was chasing me. Well, anyways, later I went and saw my friend Edgar, and it was really cool to get to know him. And then through Edgar, I met Jose. And it's such a pleasure to be able to talk with you right now, Jose. So where are you in Colombia?
So I'm living here in Barranquilla, Colombia. I live in the south of the city.
So you live in the south. Is it hot in Colombia?
A lot. It's pretty hot, especially during this time. It's like 35 to 37 every day. You know, grades Celsius.
Wow. Muy caliente siempre. Which means it's very hot always.
Yeah, and the humidity is like 90% every day. It's crazy.
I know. Well, one of the things is where you live, it's like a party town. I mean, partying all the time. So right now we're talking to Jose, and I'm shocked that I don't hear the music. But that's really rare, because usually, especially on a Friday night, there's music, and the people where Jose lives plays the music so loud that you can hear it through your walls. And sometimes your walls are shaking because it's so loud.
Yeah, that's true. It's like a miracle right now. Nobody is doing it, you know?
Yeah, I know, it's a miracle. Maybe tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, anyways, it's great to have you here on our On Point cast, okay? And so it's a blessing to have you here. And one of the things is that, yes, there are a lot of challenges living in Colombia. What I'm basically trying to say, there's a lot of obstacles, right? What are some of the obstacles people experience in Barranquilla, Colombia?
Yeah, I think one of the main obstacles is the poverty.
Poverty
is very hard here. And also the corruption. So so many people are tending to be corrupt by the system. So also is like the way that the city was building. So the city is building in a good way. So when it's raining, always a lot of flood on the street, and everything get crazy because of that. So 3 days ago, it was raining, and so many people lost their items because of the water.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's one of the most difficult challenge for people here, the flood. You know, it's streaming all the time, so that's crazy.
Wow. Disastrous, huh?
Yeah. And also another challenge is the education. So many people needs to be educated. They need to maybe know foreign people and other types of environments that allow them to know that they can grow, and also they can be the way that the people that live, for example, in other countries, they can apply for that. So we pretty hard to see somebody from the from the neighborhood where rich people live, you know?
Right.
So it's like a closed community, you know? So that's pretty hard that the violence grows, you know, all the time because of that.
So Wow. So there's definitely a lot of things to overcome. Well, one of the things you were telling me the other day was that when I was living in Colombia, you wrote down 5 things that you wanted to accomplish. And you're so excited because you're able to say, yes, I accomplished those 5 things. Wow, that must be a great feeling.
Yeah, it is, because I never seen anything like that in that moment. So the way that you taught me that it is a way to write down things in a piece of paper and then to praise for that, to ask God for accomplish those goals. So I never seen that before in my life. So I did it. So by the end of the year, I can check every single goal because I already had completed. So that was really amazing for me to see that we can set up goals for us. So like you said, smart goals. So right. That's the key. So that's really important. So so that was a good, great year for me because I finished my university, you know, my under degree. So as a mechanical engineering. So that was really great. And also I got a license, driver license. And then... I got so many things that year. So that was really amazing for me. So the big point was that I never had to went out from God. I just stay on God's way and everything was completed. That was amazing.
Awesome. So you were on point, Jose.
Yeah, praise God.
Yeah, you're definitely an on-pointer because one of the things is that for like, say, the universities, there's a lot of challenges, you know, first just getting to the university. That's not easy to do. It's just to get there and to actually get there every single day that you have classes is even more of a challenge. One of the things that I found out while I lived there was out of the population, the university students, only around 20% graduate. So you graduating is a major, major, major accomplishment. So it's so exciting to hear that you're able to do that.
Yeah. You said something really important in this situation because every day for me was a big challenge because I needed to wake up like at 4 o'clock in the morning. So my first class was around 6:30. So I live pretty close to the university, like I would say like 20 miles away.
Right.
So I had to wake up at 4 o'clock because the buses, it was pretty hard to take the buses. So you need to go to take the buses very early in the morning because if you go like 5:30 in the morning,
yeah, you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
I know.
Every day was the same thing. That's wow.
You
know, 5 years living in that way. Even that, when I left the university trying to get to home, the same.
Yes, the same challenge.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. But it's really impressive that you're able to graduate. And one of the things is that you have direction, you know where you're going, right? How do you determine where you're going to go? And because you obviously are accomplishing great things, and I believe you're going to continue to accomplish great things. How do you know where you're going to go and what you need to do?
Okay, so there's a key behind the scenes. So the key is God, you know, is to be, you have a relationship with Him. So when you are really focusing on something that you really wanted to achieve and you ask God for that moment to come, so it happens. You know, you need to be focused on something. So you need to have an approach, man, something. You have to be focused on something, knowing too many things. But the problem is that many times we are focusing on so many things and we never accomplish any of those things, you know? So like you, what you taught me, it was be focused and ask God to for this goals, and having a relationship with God is something really important because it helps us to understand if the goals is the thing that is going to benefit us, you know. So because sometimes we are looking for something that is going to be a problem in the future for us. So God play a big role in this situation. So the way that you have a relationship with him is going to determine the way that you are going to achieve your goals.
Wow, excellent. So the way you know where to go is by going, God, what do you want me to do? And then after you know what God wants you to do, the next part is to plan when you're going to do that. And that is something that I learned in Colombia is not something most of my Colombian friends ever did in their whole life, right? So how do you go about planning what you believe God wants you to do so you make sure you accomplish it?
Okay, so the first thing, things that I do is to think about my my needs, you know. So so you know I need something. So I got like a point of view for the thing that I need. So I took a paper sometimes, and also I set up goals around the things that I need to accomplish.
Okay.
So that everything that I need to accomplish, it has to be it has to be a washing by God. God is like a filter. If that things is going to put me away from God, I'm not gonna take it, you know. So it has to be, you know. So the Bible helps me to understand. It's like it's my life, it's my light. So the Bible is the book that helped me to understand what things are good for me and what things are not. So I use the Bible as a filter, and also I got people like you. Like sometimes I need advice, and I call you. And you let me know your ideas about it. Sometimes I ask to my mother and to my father about it. So, but the big point is to know your environment, to know what you want, and also to know your abilities, your strength, and your weakness.
Wow, excellent. Well, that's really exciting. You're able to plan, right? And then the next thing is to accomplish what you plan. And that's another thing that I discovered when I lived in Colombia is a high percentage of people, they actually start something. Because as you're driving around, like you're going to see all these buildings that have been sitting there for years. Nobody actually accomplished building that building, right? It's like the people had a, you know, they had direction, they had a plan, but they were never able to accomplish their plan or to do their plan. So what are you doing to make sure that you actually do what you need to do?
Okay, so you know, the first things is planning.
And is what?
Is to have a plan, you know, plan.
Plan, yes.
Yeah, planning. Yes. And also the next is to carry out those plans, you know?
Correct. Yes, that's what we're talking about is accomplishing those plans.
Yeah. And then you have to have a feedback, you know,
that's okay.
It is really important. It plays a good role in this way, the feedback. And then when you have your feedback, you have to improve your plan, you know, and then continue.
Right.
And when you accomplish some goals of that plans, you go check those goals, you know.
Yes.
And in that way, at the end of the in a specific time, a certain time, you're going to realize what you're doing is right or not.
Right. Wow. Excellent. Well, that's encouraging. And definitely you got to overcome obstacles as you're following your plans and doing your plans, right?
Yeah.
What are some of the obstacles that you face on a regular basis that you have to overcome?
Yeah. Sometimes it could be like, you know, the money, something that really, you know, is a big one here. And sometimes it's the discouragement that, you know, the enemy put on us to not do something. Sometimes when you are doing something, you are not able. You think that you are not able to do it. You are not going to do it. You are not going to get it. So that's the courage. So also,
discouragement, yes.
Also, the big challenge will be the environment, you know. You have to sometime reinvent yourself, because you maybe for doing something you need specific tools, or you know, but
right.
around you there is nothing like that. So you have to reinvent yourself. You have to try to work with the thing that you have on your hand.
Right. Wow, that's awesome. So to be able to conquer your plans, you need to use what you got to be able to do it. So even though, you know, whatever you got, that's what you got, and you got to just use it. So
yeah.
Conquering it means using what you got. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the special things about people in Barranquilla, Colombia is how happy they are about living and enjoying life, right? So what you have any suggestions for people and how to enjoy the journey?
Okay. And yeah, something really important is to not lose the moment. So we have to
not lose the moment.
Yeah, we have to be concentrated in the moment. So sometimes we are looking for something far away, and right in front of us there is a really something really special, and we
yes.
never stare because we are paying attention to something far away. So just enjoy the moment. So rejoice is something really important. So the challenge so are the one that definitely are going to help you to move to the next step, because if you don't have obstacle, you're never going to be in the next step. You need
right.
something to motivate you, and to sometimes to obligate you to understand what the life is about, you know?
Okay. So you're saying you need to have things in your life that help you to make sure you're enjoying the journey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. Well, we've learned so much today. It is such a pleasure having you on the On Point cast today. Do you have any other things you'd like to say about being on point?
Yeah, I would like to say that being on point is something that it really helped me to be a different person, you know, to mm-hmm. improve my life, because now I consider that I have a mental stability, and also the way that I look the life right now is different than the way that I used to do it in the past. So now when I have a problem, I always focus on the problem. I never focus on to be complaining about the problem. I focus on how to solve that problem. And
awesome.
Also, I understand that through doing it, I'm going to learn so many things that in fact are going to help me to be a better person in the future, and also to help others.
Wow.
You know, others that
yes.
maybe are facing things like that.
Awesome. Wow. That is so cool. That was so much good stuff to share. We could actually talk about each one of those points for like another like 30 minutes. But man, well, I'm so glad you could join us today. And I know our listeners are going to really be encouraged by what you have to say. If anyone wants to connect with you, how can they connect with you? And can people connect you through Facebook?
Yeah, definitely. People can find me as Jose Gregorio Villarreal Ortega.
Now, I'll put that in the show notes so that people can connect with you on Facebook. Through that, they're going to grasp a little bit more about what you're saying. And well, thank you so much for being with us today. And I look forward to staying connected. And also, once in a while, we'll be connect and give people updates and how it's going. So I look forward to that also.
My pleasure, friend.
All right. Well, have a good night.
You too. Good night, man. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Wow, wasn't that a great interview? Jose is such an inspiration. And from that interview, we learned so many things. And one thing that we learned is that when we accomplish our plans, it feels good. All right. You know, as we're striving to accomplish our plans, it may not feel good, right? As we're doing it. But once we do, awesome, man. And so that's really something that Jose experienced, and we can experience the same thing, just accomplish our plans. And one of the ways that Jose said he was able to accomplish his plans was to stay focused, to be focused on what he needs to do so that he can accomplish his plans. Another thing that Jose talked about was using what you got. You know, we don't always have everything we need, but whatever we got, use it to help us to accomplish our plans. Often we have the excuse, if only I had this, if only I had that, if only I had this ability, you know? Well, those are not excuses. They may be something that slows us down, but we need to go, what do I have? What do I need to learn to help me to overcome my obstacles so that I can have success in achieving the plans that God has given me? All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. And one more thing. If you go to onpointer.com, there's an opportunity to get started in doing something that I've been doing for over 30 years. So it's been very helpful to me. And so just go there and all you could do is register. And when you register to become a member, you get this thing that helped me and I believe will help you. Also, you'll get notifications every time one of these great episodes comes out so that you know, all right, we got another On Pointer episode coming out. And also when we have special events or opportunities, we'll present them to you. All right. So definitely go over to onpointer.com, register. And so that you know exactly what's happening, and so you can continue to be encouraged by interviews like Jose. All right, have a great day and be on point. All right, see you later. Hasta luego. Ciao. Bye.